Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 53, and we're going to do something different today. We are going to drink fancy cocktails, and we are going to talk to one of the people who developed the mixes for these cocktails. Kickstand Brewing is in Detroit. Am I right about that?
Yeah, St. Thomas, Michigan, but just a little north of Detroit.
Okay, and the other person you're hearing here is Brendan Rogers. And now it says in the notes that we got that Kickstand Brewing, or that the mixers are kind of a natural progression to your portfolio, which includes both wine and Michigan spirits. Do you guys do them all, or do you partner with other groups, or what?
Yeah, so the way the Michigan licensing works is a little odd compared to some other states.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a microbrewer's license, a winemaker's license, and a distiller's license.
Wow. Okay.
So we don't make wine currently at Kickstand, and we don't distill anything at Kickstand.
Mm-hmm.
However, we change, the wine is all the same, but the spirits we do, we add some flavoring to by adding fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do stuff with coffee, all sorts of stuff to kind of make it our own.
Okay.
We do get it from a local distillery in bulk, and then we bottle it ourselves and, kind of give our own twist on the
Yeah,
product.
So you put your own spin on it, and that's kind of cool. Now,
yeah,
do you have a brew pub also, like a restaurant?
Yeah, we have a full restaurant, and the brewery is about one quarter of the entire space. So.
Oh, very neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about five mixes that you have sent us and that we are testing rigorously, I might say.
And the name of those mixers are
and the company sorry, I'm losing my plot here. The company The brand name for the mixers is Cleo and Company Mixers. And we're going to ask you about that name in a minute. But first, we're going to just really briefly describe the mixers, and then we'll talk about them more when we actually do the tasting. Okay, so we've got Rendezvous, which is kind of a pineapple and pomegranate martini mixer. We've got Tuller, which is an old-fashioned mixer with dark cherry juice, bitters, and sugar. We've got Sinister, that you can make margaritas with. We have Zazzled, which is a mule mixer made with ginger, lime, and sugar. And we have Appleseed, an apple cinnamon mixer. So we're going to mix those with various liquors, and then we're going to have a good time tasting after a bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first of all, talk to us about the name Cleo and Company.
So we always wanted to have a story behind, the companies that we were putting together. And Cleo kind of had like a natural progression for us, like we told you in our little press thing there. So basically, she was part of Detroit, and she was smuggling booze during Prohibition, and she was one of the only ladies doing that. So she was a kind of a big hit around Detroit. She would open up, on one street, get shut down, and then, move by night, and then the next day have another pub open or something of the nature. She did have, I think it was like she stayed in the Detroit area for around 25 years.
Wow.
So she had a pretty good connection. We wanted a little story to like where we're from, and obviously have the spirits connection as well.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she's pretty impressive because not many women at the time were doing that.
Yeah.
Very
That's kind of how we found her little story, kind of became very interested in her story and what she was doing, and so we kind of went along with it. That's how we started with Cleo, and obviously the boat, she was smuggling it by boat, so in the logo there's the boat.
Nice.
Very cool.
So was Cleo your which came first, the chicken or the egg? Was Cleo your inspiration for starting the mixers, or was the mixer just the inspiration for finding Cleo?
The mixers were the start. So some of these recipes on there come from drinks that we do serve at Kickstand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of wanted to be able to share that. And obviously through the pandemic, we were trying to get things to go,
mm-hmm.
Cocktails to go. And that really sparked our interest of, there's a lot of legality behind selling alcohol. But if we could get you something that, across state lines or across the country that you could just buy and put with the alcohol that you already had,
mm-hmm.
it was much easier for us to move it, for you guys to get it delivered. That was kind of the inspiration of that. And then we found this great story with Cleo.
Yeah, because Marlis and I are both both librarians. Marlis is luckily retired, and I am not. But and we worked in a historic research library, basically. Okay. So we are always interested in the history behind. Whenever we do our podcast, we do that.
Yeah, her real name is Gertrude Lithgow. Cleo is her, the name that she went by.
Her nom de booze, so to speak.
There you go.
I know.
So,
you want to ask a question?
Yeah, you want to ask a question? We have a list of questions. I know.
Okay. Oh, my. So, what's the process you guys use for creating the mixers?
So, they're all concentrate, all natural juices that we use. We reconstitute them at our own rate. And basically, we have these recipes that we've worked off of at Kickstand. Obviously, they're not from the juices that we use, because we actually use the alcohols at work to do it. Mm-hmm. But they take these juices, reconstitute them, and blend them together. And then they're all hand bottled, hand labeled, packed, and shipped to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's a nice variety of stuff. Mm-hmm. We have done
a pre-test, yeah.
Yeah. Just because we don't know that much about cocktails, you know, so we're whiskey people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
Primarily.
Yeah.
Primarily whiskey
people. So it's very cool to do this. All right. Do you have a favorite Cleo story?
Favorite Cleo story? Oh, dear.
You don't have to.
There's not too much that specific stories mm-hmm. about her. It kind of got lost along the way. You know, she was kind of very private about all this stuff.
Well, so, that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She didn't want to get caught. So you kind of get whenever you research her, you kind of get a overview of her. I think the favorite thing about her is just how she adapted to the situation that she was in. Just didn't quit. You know, it's tough times for doing the business that she was in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25 years is a long time to do that. You know,
yeah, I'm not sure if she was doing that the whole 25 years. Obviously, Prohibition didn't last that long.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
She definitely was moving a lot of liquid around.
And she came from, the liquor came from Canada or south or?
I believe it was down south.
Okay.
That she was bringing it from.
Alrighty, cool. Okay, how long have you guys been at Kickstand, or how did that happen?
Kickstand opened in January of 2016. It was a hobby-turned-job, and Scott and I have been friends since we were, 11 years old, and had this passion for brewing beer, and we were brewing in the garage at a house that we rented, and said, what do you want to do after college? I don't know. Don't want to go work in corporate America. Okay. But what do you want to do? Well, we could probably try brewing. So then we got into brewing, professionally, and we opened our brewery and full restaurant in 2016 and off to the races.
Very cool.
And that's where we are today.
It's an interesting field these days, too, with all the micro breweries, the micro distilleries, all the individual wineries. I mean, the variety of things that people are doing with distilled liquor and other things is really, it's a time of great ferment. Okay, I'm sorry, I won't say that again. But you know what I mean. I mean, it's a time of great creativity. That's a better way.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's very exciting, kind of what people come up with and the different ways they manage to do it. You know, different theories, people try them. Different ways of making wine, distilling, making beers. Obviously about the haze craze. Like everybody for centuries was trying to make clear beer, and now here we are just making cloudy beer again.
So you almost can't find anything but cloudy beer when you go places right now.
It's kind of interesting, just how the trends go. And I think something that's nice about now is there's so much variety, and it kind of can fit into everybody's flavor profile. And before it was just do you drink Bud Light and Miller Light, or which one's yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like spirits were, up until recently, fairly similar. There was a lot of makers, but it's either sweet or sour mash. What do you do here?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much, I just like where our industry is going.
Right. There's a micro distillery up on Whidbey Island that someone started in their boat shed, and they put out three or four different kinds of distilled liquors now. And there's, we went to a tasting of rye where they use all local grains from Eastern Washington, and do all the, so it's really kind of fun to keep track of them.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't know if I'm too into like some of the flavoring. That's the one thing that starts to get a little odd.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite mixer?
Do I have a favorite mixer?
Oh, of yours, by the way, not you.
Well, I guess it's probably seasonal for me.
That makes sense.
In the winter, I drink more whiskey. Old fashioned, so you know. Go to in the wintertime, and then it's nice to get out with a margarita in the summertime when it's nice and warm out. It's refreshing. So I'd say like between the two of them, I wouldn't say that my go-to drinks are more the margarita or the with tequila or with whiskey in the old fashioned. So
alrighty,
I do from time to time put the ginger with the whiskey and in a nice tumbler with ice.
Nice.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, mixers can make it. It can be versatile. I mean, you can kind of, excuse the pun, mix it up a little bit. And
we're terrible today.
I know.
Sorry.
It's been a long week. But one thing I was just thinking, like your, the Clio, I think you guys are, Clio was adaptable. And so are you guys with the way you've built, your mixer company, right? Yeah. So it's what's the word I'm looking for, Marlis? I don't know. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're synchronous there. You're both adaptable. And so the name is appropriate. When you look at it that way. And I had another question. I can't remember what it is.
Well, how crazy is it to be doing brewing, distilling, and winemaking all at the same time?
It's really not too bad. We have a great team. So
yeah,
we have a brewer that we've hired, so he does all the brewing, and then some of our managers split off taking care of the bottling of the spirits, and Scott and I solely take care of Clio at the moment. So we've had the ability to kind of over the years have other people take over the stuff at Kickstand, and we're trying to get into some newer things, and Scott and I kind of take that on until we get it to a point where it can kind of be taken if we need to hire more people at Kickstand to take care of it, or whatever we're going to do with it.
It's great that you guys have been able to grow and work that out like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and to still stay in the creative end of it and not be corporate America.
It's definitely been fun. Obviously, it comes with a lot of work from the two of us, and then it kind of brings some people along as it catches on. So,
I guess the question I had forgotten is, how far and wide are you distributing Clio? Because I didn't look. Clio and the Clio and Company mixers.
So if you want to order it, you can order it from our website, and you can order it all around the country. We offer some shipping discounts. The only place we don't offer shipping discounts is to like Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah.
By the time that happens, I think I might be paying you to drink it.
Definitely. Okay. So while we're, we can kind of wind this up now, and then we can get to the tasting, which I'm excited about.
Unless he wants to sit and watch us drink, which I don't think is much fun.
Yeah, probably not so much.
Yeah, more bad puns. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do want to say, tell people what your website, what the URL is, what your Instagram, and what your Facebook is, so that if they want to get in touch with you, they can.
Yeah, so it's cleomixers.com, and if you go onto our website, it is very easy to get onto our Facebook and Instagram. If you scroll to the bottom, you can click follow us. It's Clio and Co Mixers for Instagram, and on Facebook, it is Clio Mixers. So we don't do any sales on Facebook. We do post a lot on Instagram, but it's definitely go to the website if you want to find out any articles that have been written about it, find some more recipes, because we do offer mocktail recipes for those of us who are not partaking in spirits. If you want to find out more about our Clio Club and all that kind of stuff, go on there, sign up for our email chain, and you'll get information from us.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And we should mention that your partner Scott is not meeting with us today because his wife just had their second baby. So that's congratulations to Scott and his family. And thank you for coming and talk to us and for sending us these really nummy things.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy them. And if you guys need anything else from us, just shoot us a note.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. So now we will do some tasting of the mixers, of the Clio and Company mixers.
Yeah.
First we have, what do we have here? You have that.
Sinister.
It
it's called.
Sinister, which is a mixer for margaritas and sours made with lemon, lime, and orange juice and blue agave.
So we have mixed our sinister.
Sinister.
With tequila. So.
What kind of tequila? Do you remember?
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, the army's flying over.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what kind of tequila. I think it's reasonably old.
It smells lovely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lots of citrus there. Really nice.
Mine smells like pure tequila.
Definitely smelling the agave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is actually very, very yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That is a good margarita.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't usually make margaritas at home, but I might have to now. Mm-hmm. Well, except that Marla's has this, but anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty easy with this. We'll order some.
I know.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, no, it's got that cool citrus taste. It blends really nicely with the tequila. And if you're a tequila fan, you can have, I'm sure you would have your favorite that you would want to mix with it. But it's sweet, but it's not overpowering. You know, it's still got that little bite to it. It is a very nice drink.
And mine is gone. Mm. Just know that we did not have a lot. It was just like a very small bit.
Yes.
I did not just chug a margarita, a whole margarita.
No.
No, that's
not
really
that
good.
It wouldn't be fun, but yes. Oh, and that would be very nice with salt on the rim too. We didn't do that.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We're gonna say something. I'm sorry.
No, it's not really good. I like it.
What I was saying is that what I like is that you can actually smell and taste the tequila, like a lot of mixers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the alcohol gets lost in the mixer, and maybe that's why some people use them, but I like to taste the alcohol in my drink, so that's really nice. I really like the Sinister.
And what's number two?
Number two is Zazzled, and I have mixed the Zazzled, which is actually a mule mixer made with ginger juice, lime juice, and cane sugar. And I mixed it with a local whiskey. It's actually a Drift, which is down in Long Beach, Washington.
Oh.
And it is an American malt whiskey. It's called the Semper Paratus American Malt Whiskey. It was actually given to me by my up boss. Gave it to me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, this smells interesting. I don't know that I've ever had a mule, so to speak.
I don't know that I've ever had a mule either.
No, but I do. But you can smell the ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it doesn't smell too sweet. It smells really. Oh, I like that. This is interesting for us because, as you know, we are not big cocktail drinkers. We're like, try straight it straight up, and then try it with a little bit of water.
Yeah, straight up whiskey drinkers typically. Mm-hmm, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is good.
Mm-hmm. I love the ginger. Is there turmeric or something?
Just ginger, lime, and cane, according to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ginger and the lime go very nicely together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got that tartness from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's got good legs.
Oh.
Not that we need to know that about a mixer, but, you know.
No,
no. No, that's good.
But I think this would be good with vodka, too, in the summer.
Well, I guess I should have brought the bottles because this may have been one that was a choice. Because on the bottle of the mixer, it tells you what they recommend you mix it with.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have had vodka. Because some of them have two choices. And I know one of them was vodka and whiskey, but I can't remember what it was. And I didn't bring the bottles with me. I just mixed it in my little mason jars, which I thought was appropriate since Cleo was a bootlegger. So I didn't write that part down. I just wrote what I put in it. I think this was the one that you could do vodka or whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, are we ready to move?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would go.
Mm-hmm.
Rendezvous, and I made it with Tito's Vodka.
Okay.
And Rendezvous is the pineapple and pomegranate martini mixer made with a mixture of pineapple, lemon, pomegranate, and blueberry juices and cane sugar.
Wow. Well, and I appreciate that they use real sugar, too, as opposed to, you know, a lot of the artificial sweeteners.
Definitely.
I think, you know, again, these have not been overly sweet. I'm sure they have, you know, a fair amount of sugar in them, but not. Okay, so this is Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
Oh, there's fruit.
There, definitely. Well, it does. I mean, it has a lot going on.
Pomegranate.
Pineapple, lemon, pomegranate, and blueberry.
Yeah, the pomegranate and blueberry especially, I think, comes through.
Yeah, this is the one when we did our pre-test, you were surprised because you don't like pineapple. And you were surprised that you actually liked it.
Mm-hmm. And what did we mix this with? This is vodka, with Tito's vodka.
Mm-hmm. Tito's vodka.
Yeah, this is very pleasant.
And why did I choose Tito's vodka?
Why?
Because it was what was in my liquor cabinet.
There's a good choice.
We aren't big vodka drinkers. So I think that was left over from our beach trip. Where somebody brought Tito's and we always wind up bringing all the alcohol home.
You can bring these along on your beach trip this year.
Oh, definitely. I think.
And people will think we are professional bartenders, even though we are not.
I think Elizabeth might say no.
Yeah, probably.
Since she has been.
We are amateur, but it's still good.
But this is good. If you want, especially at home, a fairly complex flavored cocktail that is easy to do. Where you don't have to buy four different fruits and three different kinds of bitters along with the liquor. This is really nice. Yeah.
Yes, and it does taste good, but I have to say that I'm not a fan of the really, really sweet, but it's still, like, I would probably drink one of these and I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's definitely sweeter than the other.
Maybe that's so what I should be drinking so I can say, I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the flavors are great. And you don't get that, it's not overwhelmingly pineapple, which I also like. Yeah, this is great. I liked it. Then we have Teller, which, and I made it with Legent bourbon. Why? Because the only other bourbon I had in my cupboard was Blanton's, and I wasn't going to use that for this.
All right. And what's in Legent?
Teller.
Sorry, we know it's in
Legent. We know it's in Legent.
Sorry, we have Teller.
But Teller is an old-fashioned mixer made with dark cherry juice.
I like cherries.
Bitters and cane sugar. So it's an old-fashioned. See, having that right after the rendezvous is good because it takes all that sweet out of my mouth that I'm not
The bitters balance this more than some of the others. So that, there's a lot of sweetness in it, but there's also that bitter taste.
It brings calms, it down a bit.
It calms its tits, so to speak.
It what?
You know, if
it
someone...
calms its tits?
Yeah, if someone's acting out, you say, calm your tits. I've heard that. Okay. No one has said it to me, I have to admit. Because I am basically such a calm person.
I guess your tits are very well behaved.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. I really like this one. Thank goodness it's the one I have at my house.
And this is basically an old-fashioned or their version.
It's an old-fashioned.
Their version of an old-fashioned. Yeah, I like this better than some old fashions that I've had that are so overwhelmingly sweet. This would be good. A friend of mine drinks rye Manhattans. This would probably be good with rye.
We'll have to try it sometime.
I know.
Or somebody try it and let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is with the Legent Bourbon. I don't remember anything about Legent Bourbon, even though we've done it for...
I know.
It was good. I liked it. I just remember that part.
It's been a little while, yeah.
And we amazingly still have it in our liquor cabinet.
That's true. Yeah, well, there are a few that we still have from previous podcasts, but that's okay.
I know.
Yeah. I must have liked that one because I finished it.
Yeah, she drank all of that.
Yeah. Well, I like that one too, but I just didn't finish it yet. Okay, Marla, tell us about your apple seed.
Okay, well, so the fifth mixer is called Apple Seed, and it's an apple cinnamon mixer made with water, cane sugar, apple juice, lime juice, and cinnamon. They use lime juice a lot, and to good
effect.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so the first one is apple seed with Svedka vodka, because that's what was in my liquor cabinet.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's very nice. I can see this would be a lovely summer thing. You throw some ice in that. Get you know, a little cheese and a cracker and take it out into the yard and you are just golden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like apple flavors and I love cinnamon, and if you put the two together, I'm all over it, and this is really good.
Yeah, so with the vodka, you get a very light, clean, apple-y taste. Now, we have departed from the usual in that we have a second version of apple seed, which is with bourbon and is slightly warm. It may not be quite warm enough, but give it a try.
May I ask why you decided to do it with bourbon as well?
I like bourbon.
And
you know, when I have a hot winter drink, it's usually like a bourbon toddy or something like that. So it probably could be warmer, but you get the idea.
No, I get it. This reminds me of, the Bourbon Furnace that you can get at McMiniman's, which if you aren't from Washington or Oregon, it is a chain of brew pubs, basically. Mm-hmm. They brew their own beer. They actually have a distillery as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't they do wine, too?
I don't know.
I think they might do wine. But anyway, they have one of their drinks that used to be on their menu, but now it's not, and you just have to ask for it, and they'll make it, is a Bourbon Furnace, which is basically a bourbon toddy, and it's got a cinnamon stick and all that stuff in it, and it's really great on a cold winter's night.
Oh, apple, yeah. If you bourbon. If you have a party in the depth of winter and everyone is cold and crabby, make a bunch of this and make it really hot, and then serve it with a big scoop of whipped cream on it. And you will be immensely popular, I would guess.
As much as I like whipped cream, I don't know that I'd put whipped cream on this.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I don't think so. No. Maybe if I made it in a coffee.
Yeah, I
would. Maybe if I added it, I don't know if that would taste good in a coffee.
No, anyway. No.
I don't know. I think it would.
Well, now we have to try it.
Yeah, okay.
We'll
try I know. All right. Anyway, feel free to experiment.
Many options.
Hey, I know. We could look. Well, and as Scott, is that what his name was? Sorry.
Brendan?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh, Scott was the one who wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brendan.
It's not that you weren't memorable.
It's that I have a brain of a 60-year-old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, or possibly an older person, and I'm only 60. I forgot what I was going to say.
A 60-year-old with 5 drinks.
I know. Sorry.
It's not these 5 been, full drinks.
These have been small drinks.
This has been like an ounce or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
What was I going to say?
You were trying to communicate with Scott.
Well, shit. Mm-hmm. Yes, congratulations, Scott. Salute.
I know. Here's to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it was quite profound. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll remember after we're done.
Mm-hmm. And again, I like this because it has some sweetness in it, but the sweetness doesn't drown you or, you know, overpower the actual taste of either the bourbon or the apple or anything. So it's really a nicely balanced.
I think I like it better than the cold.
Yeah.
The cold one.
Fine, but yeah.
Yeah, it's fine, but I really like the toddy version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be really good that way.
Yeah.
So, definitely, John and I were talking, and I think our favorite, we like them all, but our favorite, I believe, is the margarita, unless it's changed.
I was going to say it's kind of a tie right now between the margarita and
the hot toddy with the hot apple seed.
Bourbon and the apple seed.
Well, and what's the second one? The mule mix.
Mule mix is good.
I like that unexpectedly.
Yeah.
I thought that was the ginger and the lime.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they use lime very well. That was kind of a surprise to me. And it was like, oh, that is really tasty.
Kudos to Cleo and company and Brendan and Scott. And you've made a fabulous product, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, if I was like meh about it, I wouldn't say anything. Just so you know, I'm that kind of person. you know, I wouldn't slam it. I would just like meh. But no, these are great. I really enjoyed it. We will leave the margarita mix with Marlis, and we will go buy our own margarita mixer because, which one was that? Sinister. The Sinister. Because that is great. You know, and I was really, I just love, like I was telling Brendan, I really love distilleries or companies that have a historical story. And I'm going to actually go do some more research on Ms. Cleo because I just think it's a great story and I want to know more about her. Especially those hard women, not hard bitten, but tough. And she was adaptable. So were they. They figured out how to get through the pandemic by developing this product to make things easier for people to take with them, and which a lot of places did, but they've come up with an amazing product here.
Yeah, during the pandemic, a lot of businesses folded and they decided to, you know, go in another direction. And I like the idea of mixers because, like they said, there's no, you know, state-to-state penalty for shipping mixers. Mm-hmm. You can't necessarily ship booze across state lines unless you have specific licenses mm-hmm. that I would imagine you pay an arm and a leg for.
Pretty penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these you can order online at cleomixers.com.
I believe that's what he said.
Yeah, either that or look at Clio and Company on Facebook and then
just Google Clio and Company mixers and you will come up.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So
librarian.
I was old. I'm old. What can I say? But I just I salute them mm-hmm. for coming up with something really useful and innovative in a very difficult time. Mm-hmm. So here's to you guys.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And we really mm-hmm. enjoyed talking to Brendan and mm-hmm.
I have many, many glasses to put in
the
dishwasher.
You do have many glasses to put in the dishwasher. But
we have five glasses and then a little mug for the warm stuff.
It was for a good cause.
I know.
We have a little meal mixer left. I might have to have some more of that.
I know. We'll finish it up when we have dinner. But anyway, so thank you to Clio and Company. You guys are great, and we have really enjoyed your product.
Have a good one.